Jonathan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times.
We are going downtown to the restaurant in the newish Freehand LA Hotel, and the restaurant is called The Exchange.
And who's the chef?
The chef is Alex Chang, who's basically a California guy with a Mexican mother and a Chinese dad. So, of course, it's an Israeli restaurant.
I love LA in this moment. It's so awesome.
It works pretty well, doesn't it?
Give us an idea of what we'll find on the menus. I know it's in a hotel, so they're open breakfast, lunch, dinner, right?
Right. It's an Israeli restaurant, but it's probably more like a restaurant that you would find in Tel Aviv than it is something that serves absolutely kosher up and down. So in the part of the menu that's labeled salatim, which I'm gathering is Hebrew for salads, or kind of the equivalent of meza in like Lebanese restaurants, you'll have grated tomato, which strangely is good out of season, on top of a layer of tahini. And there's some basil, which works with tomato, obviously, a little olive oil, and then underneath is hummus. So it's a hummusy thing with sort of a tart tomato basil layer.
Sounds like an Israeli dip, like a several-layer dip.
Yeah, you could bring it to your next Super Bowl party. I mean, they make their hummus with Rancho Gordo chickpeas because,
nice,
of course, they do. There's a really nice dish of braised radishes with a little pomegranate molasses and nigella seeds. There's a dish of smashed cucumber with sesame chili oil and fennel, which on one hand might lean towards an Arabic salad, on the other hand, kind of what you have before the scallion pancakes at a Shandong-style
restaurant. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like an Israeli take on an Asian salad.
And one of my favorite things is this tiny plate of diced avocado with herbs and toasted seeds, different seeds, that I've always ended up reordering at dinner, which I never do.
Wow.
As dips on the table, they have a house-made chili sauce that's decent, and maybe my favorite version in town at the moment of joug. It's something that I had never heard of 2 years ago, and now it seems to be on every single menu in town.
Yeah, joug and amba.
Yeah, they have amba too, though you will be amused to know that the way they serve it is in the mayonnaise that they serve with the shoestring fries. And I'm willing to state right here and now on your show that amba aioli is a new Thousand Island dressing.
Really?
You heard it here first.
Give us an idea of things beyond salatim.
My favorite dish will probably surprise you, which is a sweet potato that has been grilled until the skin is black and crisp and falling off, that's served with sort of pounded almonds and cilantro. It becomes sort of a meaty dish. It's the way you'd expect like a steak to be served, except they're doing it with a sweet potato, and I think that's really nice.
Man, how you have changed.
You say that every time I say I like a vegetable.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about The Exchange in downtown LA. Text the words good food to 69866 for Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.